Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are holy, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's go ahead and have a seat. You can be seated. I'm so excited to talk to you about what I'm about to announce to you. I was driving home from work one day, and I felt God urging me to give a young man a call and ask him to speak at today's Kids Crusade. So I gave him a call and, you know, worked things out. And by the time I talked to the young man, and he was just, without even a doubt in his mind, he just beaming from ear to ear, was so excited. And he said yes, he wanted to come and speak in the Sunday morning service. And I was so excited because, you know, just to see that joy in his face, that excitement about delivering God's word, to speak to everyone, to share a message. And then, you know, he's highly involved in quizzing, so he was really worried because last night they went to out of town, and they were gone for, it was a late night. I don't know what time they got in, but it was a late night, and he was really worried that he was not going to be able to speak this morning, and that he was worried that I was going to be mad at him. And of course, I would never be mad at him. I think it's awesome that he wants to, but you know, it takes a lot of courage as a young man to get up here. It takes a lot of courage for any of us to get up here in front of all of you. So I'm so excited that God, I really feel that God has big plans for this young man who's going to come up here, who's going to speak to us right now. And I'm so excited, and we're going to ask Brother Clayton to come on up here.
Hi, my name is Clayton. I'm a Bible quizzer. I've been quizzing for 6 years now. I have a random skin condition. The doctors don't know what's wrong. It's partially allergic to food, and it's partially allergic to dust mites. One day, my skin was itching really bad, and I thought of a verse from our quizzing material, and I'd like to quote those verses for you. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. After I heard that, I felt so much better. I don't know why my skin is acting this way, but I love God. I'm still praying for a miracle. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited about the ministry, not only that God has for Clayton, but that God has for all of our young people. You're looking right here at the Church of Tomorrow. You know, there came a time when I came in the church, and I used to look at great men like Pastor Grant. But, you know, time marches on, as they say, and the years go by, and hands kind of change as we see in this church. And there comes a day when Brother Rick is going to be an old guy, and I'm kind of feeling it already, but praise God. But, I, you know, young people, you're going to be the church of tomorrow. You are the church of tomorrow. Praise God. And God has big plans for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not known for being a very long-winded preacher, so if our musicians could come. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. No, I love you guys. I do get a little nervous up here sometimes, so I love speaking to children. I do. You know, I could speak to children all day long. Then I get in front of you guys, and I get a little nervous. So, but God, you know, is giving me something tonight that's very special. I just want to share it with you guys. I really have spent a lot of time, you can ask Sister Nicole, praying for this message, praying for this service. And, you know, I get frustrated sometimes because I may not be the best speaker in the world, but I figure, you know, if God could use a donkey, then God can use me, amen? Praise God. Well, I just want to take a quick moment, and we showed a little video up here, and it was a cute little video about Sandy Walker and a little girl witnessing to her friend and teaching her Bible study. And, you know, when I first saw that video, I was like, oh, that's really cute. I want to share it with the kids. And then I found it. I've been kind of researching because Adriana, I don't know if she's in here. Adriana, Sister Adriana in here? There she is. Okay. She came to me, and she said, hey, Brother Rick, I'm looking for some Bible study material. And I'm like, oh, okay. There's lots of Bible study material out there. It's like, well, I'm looking for some Bible study material for the children. And I'm like, okay. I had not even, you know, I've always wanted to delve into writing a curriculum for Bible study for kids, but, you know, I never really looked out there. And I got kind of digging around on our church website, and I found this Brother Shannon Peacock. If anybody's ever heard of him, he preached at our family camp a couple years ago. He did our kids' services, and he did such a wonderful job. Kind of reminds me of Brother Tim Powell. He's really energetic and gets the kids all wound up, and he's just a lot of fun to watch. And Brother Tim Powell, too, he's just so fun. So I started looking into Brother Shannon Peacock. He wrote a Bible study, and it's where the kids can teach it to their friends. And I was really excited about that because it's real simple. It just kind of goes through the plan of salvation. And so, young people, I'm going to be sharing more of this with you in our Kids Rageous classes. And we're going to be kind of going over this. And I'm going to get any one of you that wants one of these Bible studies, you'll have the opportunity to have one, okay? So you can go in your home and invite your friends, and you can teach them a Bible study. And God can use you to win them. Praise God. Well, I just also want to ask everyone to please preach with me today because, you know, I feel an anointing from the Lord and, you know, but I get a little, so just preach with me. As I get going here, just give me an amen, give me a holler, let me know you're awake, something. Praise God. I'm reading from the Bible today in Moses in Mount Sinai, Exodus chapter 24. And he said unto Moses, come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off. In verse 2, and Moses alone shall come near to the Lord, but they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with him. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord, come on. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Tonight I want to talk to you young people about soaring with eagles. Soaring with eagles. Praise God. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we love you, God. Lord God, we're praying for a mighty outpouring today, Lord God. I said it before and I'm saying it again. It's raining outside, God, but we're praying for rain inside right now in this church, right? And God, I pray that you would touch these young people, Lord God. I pray, God, for a mighty move of the altar call, Lord God, that you would touch our young people, Lord God. Lord God, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of the world grabbing on to these young people and tearing them down. The odds are so against these young people, but Lord God, I believe, Lord God, with you, that nothing is impossible, Lord God, that you're going to touch them, that you're going to use them, Lord God, that you're going to make them into the church of tomorrow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, tonight, we're talking about soaring with eagles, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about bald eagles. You guys remember a year ago or so, we had a brother come to church. What was his name? Dennis, thank you. I'm connected with him on Facebook, and I can't remember his name. He's a really interesting guy. He actually has eagles at their house. They own them, right? Okay, Eagle Sanctuary. He brought in these bald eagles, and we got to see him. Do you guys remember that? It was so cool. He shared those with us. The bald eagle is a very, very interesting bird. It's it's the symbol of America. You know, when you think of America, you think of the bald eagle, you think of freedom, you think of liberty, you think of majesty, you think of beauty. You think of bald eagle, you think of America. And some fascinating facts I have about bald eagles, because bald eagles are fascinating. They really are. When you start to really kind of delve in, there's a reason that they are the symbol of America and freedom and all this. The female bald eagle is 35 to 30 inches slightly larger than the male. Sorry, guys. The girls are bigger. The wingspan ranges from 72 to 90 inches. And I was going to bring my tape measure and I forgot. 72 to 90 inches. But that's pushing an 8 foot. What is a 8 foot is 96 inches. Bald eagles can fly to an altitude of 10,000 feet. That's just shy of 2 miles up in the air. That's high. That's way up there. During level flight, they can achieve speeds of about 30 to 35 miles per hour. We're not talking about dive bombing down. We're talking about level flight. That's pretty fast. Bald eagles can weigh from 10 pounds to 14 pounds. I once read that an adult eagle once carried away a baby deer. A baby deer weighing approximately 15 pounds. Think about that. Heavier than the eagle. Eagle bones are light because they're hollow. And the beak and the talons and the feathers are made of keratin. Bald eagles sit on top of the food chain. Does anybody know what that means? It means there's nobody, no other birds going to come around and try to eat the eagle. You're the big dog. Kind of like the lions and the tigers. You're up there. Praise God. All eagles are renowned for their excellent eyesight. They have great eyesight. And their nests are built in large trees near rivers or coasts. Now, having read all that, I just want to ask a quick question before we go any further. What do you young people want to be when you grow up? How many times have you ever thought this question? You think to yourself, what do I want to be? I've seen lots of shows where kids, they want to be a doctor or a lawyer or the president. I know one young lady in here who says, oh, I want to be the president when I get older. And I'm telling you right now, she's got the energy to do it. I believe it. That's my little baby girl. Praise God. Or maybe, you know, what do you want to be spiritually when you grow up? Do you want to be a pastor or an evangelist? Or do you want to be a Sunday school teacher? You want to be greatly used of God in one of these areas? Or what do you want to be when you grow up? Who do you want to hang out with? Who are you going to choose to hang out with? I wrote down this thought on here, and I just want to share that with you. God has called us to soar with eagles and not to flop with buzzards. It's ever so important that you choose carefully who you hang out with, because those people that you hang out with can influence you, just like the shows you watch can influence you. There's a saying in the computer world, garbage in, garbage out. What you put in comes out. Same thing with eating. If you eat McDonald's all the time, no, I don't eat McDonald's all the time, but seriously, if you eat junk, guess what? You're gonna not be as high performance as Nate. All right, we got some people over here that got that. Praise God. I just want to talk about this. The bald eagle. The wingspans range from 72 to 90 inches. How many of you guys have ever been to the zoo and they have that big board and you stand against the board and you got your arm stretched out. And they have all these birds kind of lined up behind the board. You can put your hands down. And they got the birds, and I don't know about you guys, but I think I rated out there with like a parrot. You got the different size of birds, and they kind of go up the line. And the bald eagle, they're way out there. I think there's one that's bigger. It's like a condor or something, but it's ridiculously long wings. But the bald eagle has a huge 72 to 92 inch. You may not measure up fully right now, but God has big plans for your life. You may put your arms out on that board right now, young people, and you may not measure up right now, but God has big plans for your life. You keep feeding yourself the right stuff and you'll grow big and strong spiritually. You keep reading God's word. You keep coming to church. And God is going to continually feed you. You keep praying. And God is going to keep that. Keep strengthening your spiritual muscles. Hallelujah. Then you can look like Jeff Neesom. Jeff, I love you, brother. Thanks for doing Fred. That took a lot of... Praise God. A lot of something. You may be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who knows who Arnold Schwarzenegger is? See, we got a lot of the older folks in here that know who Arnold is, but a lot of the young people are like, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know who to compare Arnold to, but Arnold, you see the funny talking guy? He's very large, and he talks like... I'll be back. He was in a lot of the... He was a bodybuilder. He was huge. He was so big that... He had problems taking care of things. You got that too. All right. Praise God. Well, Deuteronomy 11:18 says, "Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes." In Proverbs 4:4, "He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live." In Psalms 119:11, come on, Bible quizzers, let me hear it. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Praise God. You hide the word of God in your heart. There may be times when it's storming outside, young people, but you can always reach in and God will feed you. I can't tell you how many times I've been down and frustrated, and God will speak to me. And a lot of times he'll remind me through his word. Pull out a scripture. The eagle bones are light because they're hollow. God has called us to be different from others in order to reach great altitudes in him. All right? Romans 12:1-2, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Amen? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God has called us to be different, young people. We are engineered. We are created in the likeness and image of himself. And God has made you for a reason, to praise and worship. You know, God gave you two wonderful hands that we lift to him. He gave you a beautiful voice. We sing to him. He gave some of us a beautiful voice. Praise God. The beak and the talons and the feathers are made of keratin. How many of you guys have a cat at home? How many of you ever, you have an indoor cat and you got to clip the nails? You ever done that before, help mom and dad? It's a pain because every so often those nails, they get long and they get sharp. And what do the cats do? They like to dig them in and tear up the couch or tear up the furniture or whatever. It's just their instinct. They like to scratch and knead at things. Why? Because they're always sharpening those nails. Well, you look at those little nails. my daughters and I went to the Turkey and Deer Expo recently, and there was a gentleman who had a little display out, and he had all these different animals. And then in the animals, there was a badger, and I had to go over and check out the badger. And right next to the badger was a wolverine. And that lady comes up to us, and she says, "You can go ahead and touch it." And I was like, "Really?" But, you know, so I went up, and I started touching, and I started messing with the nails. And, oh, my word, they're huge, and they were sharp. I mean, sharp, sharp. I mean, sharper than me, I'll tell you that. Oh. But seriously, you think of that little wolverine, and you think of the big talons on the eagle. Those talons are really sharp, and they're really big. In 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds." God has given us his spiritual armor. God has given us our spiritual talons, young people. For when the devil comes around, we can pull out our sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. And we can say, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Praise God. Praise God. You know, that devil, he tries to sneak in. The Bible says he'll come in like a lion seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Praise God. But God has given us our spiritual weapons. It's so important to pray on the armor of God every day, young people. We live in a world, a very corrupt world, that is taking God's word out of schools, out of everything. And the more they pull, and the more they pull, and the more they pull, the worse things are getting. And it's really getting scary. But, you know, the only saving comfort that I have is I know the end. Amen? We know the end. We know what's going to happen. We know who's going to win. So no matter what they do, it doesn't matter. We just keep living for God and keep our focus on God. Praise God. And speaking of focus, the eagle's eyesight. All eagles are renowned for their excellent eyesight. And the bald eagle is no exception. They have two foveae, or centers of focus, that allow the birds to see both forward and to the side at the same time. Bald eagles are capable of seeing fish in the water from several hundred feet above while soaring, gliding, or flapping in flight. Eagles, like all birds, have color vision. An eagle's eye is almost as large as a human, but its sharpness is at least four times that of a person with perfect vision. The eagle can probably identify a wabbit, moving almost a mile away. That means that an eagle flying at an altitude of 1,000 feet over an open country could spot prey over an area of almost 3 square miles from a fixed position. That's amazing. I have a hard time reading this paper. Praise God. The Eiffel Tower in France is almost 1,000 feet tall. That's for Sister Fiona, who she loves Eiffel Towers. And 11 official NBA basketball courts would be just over 1,000 feet. So if you stacked 11 NBA courts, you want to get this? Let me take that back there. Praise God. I just want to say this. You know, the eagle's eyesight is so great, but the eagle's eyesight is so great when it's up here. When we're hanging out down here, our problems can seem so vast. I can't tell you how many times in my life when I've been up against the wall and I thought, "Oh, this is too much. I can't bear it. I cannot bear it. There's just too much going on in my life." And I'm in some situation, and I'm pleading with God, and I'm thinking, "God, how am I going to get through this?" You know, I really, you know, when Sister Nicole and I'm going to be a little transparent here, so please don't judge me. When we first got married, we weren't the best with money. You know, we really weren't. And there was times when we weren't faithful in our tithes. And, you know, I would just sit there and I would think, how in the world are we going to, how can we even pay our tithes? And we would just go from check to check at times, and it was just so frustrating. But then you would come out of that, and you'd get ahead, and you'd just start paying your tithes, and you'd turn around, and you'd look back, and you'd think, wow, how in the world did I not? How could I afford not to pay your tithes? Because the Bible tells us that 90% will go farther if you give that 10% to God. Praise God. And what I'm trying to say, young people, is that when we're down here, our problems can seem overwhelming. But when we start to pray, when we start to seek God, when we start to soar with Jesus, we start to get above our problems. We start to look down in this world, and we start to see things from a heavenly perspective. And all of a sudden, our problem does not seem so big anymore. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. You know, the bald eagle, they make their home. It's called what? Birds have what? A nest. That's right. And the bald eagle's nest is very impressive. They can range anywhere from 5 to 9 feet in circumference. Is that amazing? 5 to 9 feet. That's bigger than me. And the bald eagle's nest is really, really interesting how they make it. Because they make the nest, they don't make it down here close to the ground. They make it way up high. Young people, your parents and God has made your nest way high for a reason, because when they start to form that nest, they start to put all kinds of sticks and branches and sharp things in there. And then they put on like the layer of softer stuff. And the eagle's feathers are really soft, so they go on top of that and they put on this some down feathers. So the babies are nice and comfortable, and they lay their eggs in there. And after they lay their eggs in the nest, what happens? They hatch. Amazing. And the bald eagles are born, and they start to get hungry. And the moms and the dads, they start to feed the babies, and they can feed a lot. They can eat a lot. I don't remember how much they eat, but they eat a lot. But you know what? Those baby eagles, as they start to grow, they start to get bigger. And bigger and bigger. And mom and dad, they're not so dumb. They stop feeding them as much. The babies get a little bit more hungry and a little bit more hungry. And the moms and dads will come by and they'll take away a little bit of that fluff, a little bit of that comfort. And that eagle starts to get uncomfortable and he's hungry and he's up there in the nest. Moms and dads do things for a reason, young people. Sometimes we can go through moments in our lives of discomfort, but those times are when moms and dads, and where God is trying to prepare you to soar, to leave the nest. And you don't understand at the time. You're kind of uncomfortable, and you're thinking, oh, this is miserable. I'm hungry. Where's mom? Where's she? She's, you know. And sometimes that bald eagle will come by with a juicy rabbit, and they'll swoop in, and the young eaglet looks, oh, here they come. Here comes my meal. They get hungry. But the mom or dad will fly by and they'll just kind of go away with it. Why do they do that? Because you were designed to soar. And because your mom and dad knows that you can't soar hanging out in the nest all day, right? And they know that to get you out of that nest, you have to get into a place of discomfort, right? So as they start to pull away your food, your confidence builds up. You get hungry, and we need to get hungry for God. We need to seek after the Lord. We need to seek God. And we need to learn to flap our wings, young people, just like Clayton was doing here tonight. Man, he was soaring high. I'm telling you, God has never been more proud of Clayton or his mom or his Sunday school teacher. Love you, Brother Clayton. Praise God. You know, God called Moses in our scripture that we read before to come up the mountain. That's where the eagles hang out, up the mountain. And he called him with the 70 elders to go up the mountain. But there came a point, young people, where Moses had to go the rest of the way by himself. Because sometimes we don't understand, but God has something special for you. And there comes a time where you and your brother, your sisters in the Lord, you may do great things and you may do great things for God, but there comes a time where you have to stand out on your own. You have to spread your wings and soar up the mountain. You have to go where God is, and God will show you things and use you in ways that are very special and unique to you. And he's got great plans for them too. But Moses went up that mountain by himself. And God showed him what? The Ten Commandments. Very important for us. The law. God's law towards man. Praise God. Praise God. And if our musicians could come. And if we could all stand. I just want to share with you one more story. It's a personal story in my life, young people. One time, you can ask my parents, they're here, I caught with my very own hands a red-tailed hawk. A red-tailed hawk. Does anyone know what a red-tailed hawk is? It's not as big as an eagle, but they're very common around here, and they're a predator bird, and they soar like eagles. And I caught a red-tailed hawk with my bare hands. I went home one day, and I went out to get the mail, and I saw some stirring in the grass. And I didn't know what was going on, if we could play. And I started to kind of make out in the grass that in the grass there was a bird in the grass. And I was like, what in the world? Is that a turkey? Because the turkeys are usually the ones hanging out in the grass, right? We don't want to be like a turkey, do we? We're made to soar, young people. Well, was it maybe a chicken? Because I lived out in the country at that time, and we had chickens. And no, it wasn't a chicken. It was a red-tailed hawk. And I didn't realize that, and I kind of snuck up behind it. And it was in the tall grass, and it tried to kind of hop away. And I snuck up behind it and I grabbed it right up on top of its wings so that it couldn't open its wings. And I'm telling you, to hold that red-tailed hawk was so impressive because it had the talons that if it wanted to, it could be aggressive with and shred me and hurt me. It had the wings, the powerful wings, that it could fly away. Why didn't it fly away? I was so puzzled. So baffled. So I took this hawk and I carried it to the house, and my dad was around at the time. I asked my dad, what should I do? And I put this hawk in a box and I contacted a bird specialist, and they came all the way from Sauk and they met me at a halfway point from where I was living. And I met up with this gentleman, and I said, well, I'm thinking in my head, why in the world, when this red-tailed hawk could soar, it could easily get away from me, why didn't it get away? And the gentleman, he showed me that this hawk was consumed with this parasite. There was some kind of, like, lice or flea, but it wasn't lice, but it was, like, some kind of bird parasite. And it was just crawling, and all of a sudden you kind of start flipping the feathers, and you could see in there these little parasites moving all around this hawk, and it was miserable for the hawk. So miserable, in fact, that he couldn't soar. He couldn't soar because he had been hanging around the ground. And sometimes when we hang around the ground too long, we can pick up things. We can pick up things that will keep us from soaring. God has designed us to soar high. God has designed us to soar high. But when we hang around the places that we shouldn't be hanging around, when we're seeing the things that we shouldn't be seeing, we start to pick up things. And those things can keep us from soaring and doing the will of God in our lives. So this gentleman, he brought out this special talcum powder, whatever, and he starts rubbing it all over this bird, and he ended up taking the bird with him, and he had to treat the bird. He was so lucky that I found the bird, because if I had not rescued the bird, eventually the bird would have starved. When we start to hang around those places, and when we get trapped in those places, we can spiritually starve, young people. God wants us to soar high. He wants to take us to new places. He wants to show us things from His perspective. But when we pick up those things, we can feel restricted. We can feel trapped. We can feel irritated. We just feel so dirty. When we're covered with those things, we're just so dirty. And we need help. And Jesus is here today, and He wants to help you. If you've got some of that dirt in your life, some of that dirt, those dirty things on you, Jesus is here, and He can help you. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're all dirty. We all need Jesus. There's not one here who doesn't need to go to the Master and say, "Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. Please wash me. Please cleanse me." And God will cleanse you with His blood. Hallelujah. Because He paid the ultimate price to save you, to wash you, to make a way that you may soar with Him, young people. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So we're going to open up this altar area right now. And we're going to all come before the Lord. And we're going to ask God to wash us, to cleanse us. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we need to repent daily. Hallelujah. Praise God. This altar area is open. If we could have our altar workers come up and young work with our children. God has designed you to soar, young people. God has created you to soar. Hallelujah. He has big plans for your life. Let's come up and claim it in Jesus' name.
Yeah. His glory rains down and forever we're changed. Magnificent power, fill this place. For He's broken the shackles, He's broken the chains. His glory rains down. Come and bow down, come adore.